Manatee County Tractor.
Hey, how's it going? I was actually trying to get a hold of who's in charge of your financing for your client, sir.
It'll be me or John.
Alrighty. Sure, sorry about that. My name is Dennis. I'm actually with a bank called Bank of Cardiff. And we're a commercial bank that offers financing for equipment and whatnot. So checking with you guys. Do you guys have someone that you use in particular right now, other than maybe a local bank or something like that?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, depends on what we're doing. I've diversified sometimes.
Gotcha.
AGCO Finance.
AGCO is your main one?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And do they do mainly I assume they do good credit paper clients, or do they have a pretty broad spectrum of who they'll actually finance?
Well, it's pretty good, I guess, but, if it's something used, their rate's too high.
Is it? Yeah, we actually offer financing for used equipment. The rate's not really affected by that. What we go back about 10 years is the only issue I've seen. But even in that case, sometimes I'll make an exception. Especially if it's the first time we do a loan for a client, they'll kind of overlook that and just to get their foot in the door and take care of them. But if you have anyone on your plate now you want me to look into, otherwise I can get you some information about us and me. And
yeah, you could email me something.
Sure. What was your name again?
Bart.
Bart. All right, Bart. And Bart, what was a good email address for you?
Massey, M-A-S-S-E-Y, @ cctc.net.
cctc.net. So you guys mainly run Massey Ferguson then?
Yes. That's
gotcha.
Our main tractor line. Then we have Vermeer and Crone.
Okay.
Equipment.
Actually, a funny thing, I graduated high school from Comanche, Texas, way back in 1995.
Really?
So, my name is Dennis Sanders.
Sanders, okay.
Yeah, I was actually a new kid. I moved to Comanche in the 7th grade from Stephenville, so I'm still considered the new kid. But
okay.
But,
where are you at now?
I'm actually in San Diego, California now.
I
joined the Marine Corps.
That's a hell of a note. You know,
yeah,
you're talking right down the road here in De Leon, America here.
Yeah, no, I was actually looking. Cody Baxter, he works for Tractor and Supply there in Comanche. You might know him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually touching base with him, and I was like, you know what, I might as well call everybody around there and let them know who I am and let them know what I'm doing, and maybe we can all work together. But, some people in my class.
Do you have a decent rate on new stuff? Or?
We do. I mean, we don't have a specific rate per client. Obviously, we look at, we look at their personal credit, business credit, their time in business, stuff like that. But, yeah, we have good rates. They're not going to be as good as maybe a local bank for a guy that has a really good credit and whatnot. But for used, we really specialize in used equipment. I rarely do new equipment just for the fact that Massey Ferguson probably has their own financing, or in this case, they use AGCO,
yeah.
It sounds like. So,
yeah.
So a lot of times they take care of their clients, and if the client qualifies for a good rate, then obviously they'll get it. But you've probably seen all sorts of them. But what kind of rates are you getting right now on used equipment?
Well, like new stuff, I can get, below 4.
Yeah, that's pretty common. I mean, I think the best I've seen that I've had for a while, and this was a while back, was a 3.7.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. But this guy was a 35-year-old company. I think he had like 250 employees or something, so they just really liked him. But
yeah.
That's not really our market. Our market's more for, used, used equipment.
That'd be handy to have, because sometimes, a guy don't mind paying less than 5 if it's, but you get above 5 and they start squirming around, because.
Yeah, to be candid with you, I'll probably be above 5 a little bit, but I just won't know until I get the approval, unfortunately.
Yeah. Because like diversified right now, it's 414. I can get anything above $5,000. So
that's really good.
Yeah,
hard to beat that. Yeah, those are going to probably be around anywhere from maybe 6 to 8, 12, in that ballpark for use. But we don't really have an age restriction. Like I said, sometimes they get a little weird if it's past 10 years. But for your type of equipment, that's not uncommon. I mean, a tractor is going to hold its value for forever.
Yeah.
So. Especially, Massey Ferguson, I grew up with, my stepdad, actually, he was originally from Michigan. He grew up with John Deere, so he was collecting the 40, he had a 40, 50, and 60, and we used the 40 more than anything, but he was collecting on them for a while, so.
Yeah.
Actually grew up on, the dirt road that connects Comanche to Proctor from off the 37. It went by the meat processing plant.
Yes.
And all that stuff, back there. I don't know if you know Cherie Havisher. I think her dad was a truck driver at the time. You might know him. Anyways, I was like her neighbor.
Okay.
Grew up around all the pecan orchards and stuff out there.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty funny. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Bart. If you're in front of your computer right now, you guys are probably about to head out. It's only 2:15 my time. But I'll send you an email real quick so you have my contact information. And
yeah, just send it over.
And if you want me to look at anyone, if you have anyone on your plate now, you know, like I said, it's not going to be a screaming good rate, but it is going to be an approval, and you know, sometimes that's what we have to work with. But
okay, yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Sounds like a plan, buddy.
All right, thanks.
You too.
Yes.